This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The American Automobile Association has its holiday travel forecast out this morning. One headline, the principles of economics are at work. Gas prices are lower, so there should be more travel by car. The paradox is traveling by plane. Lower fuel prices have saved the airline industry an estimated $1.6 billion this past year. But airfares have gone up. Marketplace's David Weinberg has the story on how these shifts impact people's holiday travel decisions.
During the holiday season, the vast majority of people travel by car,
usually accounting for about 85 to 90% of all travelers.
Heather Hunter is with AAA. For people taking incredibly long trips or very short trips, the choice to fly or drive is clear.
But it is the medium-length trips, say between 200 and 1,000 miles, where it gets more complicated.
John Lal is the CEO of BeFrugal.com and the creator of the Fly or Drive Calculator, which takes into account lots of factors. Will you need a rental car if you fly? Are you checking bags?
You know, obviously current gas prices, the wear and tear on your car.
Dan Snydowski lives in Seattle. He's been invited to Thanksgiving dinners at his mom's place in Montana and at a friend's house in Portland.
And I still haven't made up my mind as far as if I'm going to travel or if I do, you know, where am I going to go?
Snydowski says flying is out of the question. He can't afford last-minute airfare. So at this point, his decision comes down to spending the holidays with friends or family. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.